you for coming.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Deputy Mayor, Your Excellencies, dear veterans, ladies and gentlemen, friends. First of all, let me congratulate you on the 66th anniversary of the great victory. On this celebration of peace and triumph of justice, this day that marks the victory of good over evil and of freedom over tyranny. 66 years have now passed, but every year on May 9th, the memory of the war appears to our reason, committing us to great responsibility and making us realize with more acuteness just how close the world came at that time to plunging into irreversible abyss. On this day, we see more clearly just what monstrous consequences violence, racial intolerance, genocide, and outrage committed against people could have had. We will never forget that these enormities bring people nothing but fear, humiliation, and death. We will always honor all those who fought on the front lines and those who selflessly toiled in the rear. We will mourn the dead and pay them the debt of gratitude of those who they saved. The Second World War caught up 61 countries and almost 80% of the Earth population in its infancy. This hurricane of fire blazed a trail of destruction not only across the Europe, but also across Asia and Africa. But the most ruthless and decisive events, the events that determined the drama and the outcome of this inhuman war, unfolded on the territory of the Soviet Union. We have never divided victory into ours and theirs. We will always remember our allies, the United States, Great Britain, France, and other countries who fought in the anti-Nazis coalition, the German and Italian anti-fascists. And today we pay tribute to the courage of the all Europeans who resisted Nazism. But we also know that the Soviet Union lost tens of millions of its citizens during those years of war, and people of every nationality in the former Soviet Union were among the soldiers who gave their lives on the battlefields. My father fought against the Nazis. He was the partisan on the Belorussia, and he won the war. And for many years after the war, he worked for the benefit of Belorussia and some other republics. But the family of my wife, they suffered more. All their grandfathers, the grandfathers of my wife, they lost their lives in this battle. So, and as I said, for the majority of the population of the Soviet Union, that was a real tragedy. And all the republics and all the republics of the Soviet Union suffered irreplaceable losses. Grief entered every home, every family. May 9th is therefore a sacred date for all the countries of the Commonwealth of Independent States. It is a celebration that inspires us to the most lofty moral acts and give us the opportunity once again to bow down before those who gave us freedom and freedom to live, work, feel joy, create, understand each other. Victory is our closest, sincerest, and most truly national holiday. Holiday with tears in our eyes. Today, we greet all veterans of the Second World War and wish them a long and happy life. For the people of the former Soviet Union, it will always be the day celebrating the great feats they achieved together. And for the countries of Europe and the entire planet, it marks the day when the world was saved. And I would like to say that we're not just keeping the memories of the Second World War. What is very important is to struggle against the any attempts, you know, to revive the Nazi philosophy. We're successful here in Europe, with some exceptions. But I would like to say that for us, it's very important, you know, to teach our children, to let them know, you know, what was the history, in order not to let it repeat once again. This is very important. This is the task for all of us, and this is the task for our children, because they have to teach their children, you know, to remember of these dates when we win the war, when we win the battle, and we want that it will never repeat once again. And of course, I would like to use this opportunity once again to congratulate the veterans with this day, which is very important for all of us. And then I say a few words in Russian. Уважаемые коллеги, для меня это совершенно особенный день. День действительно очень важный, потому что в этот день мы вместе со всеми с вами празднуем 9 мая. Я хочу пожелать всем ветеранам, присутствующим здесь, самого доброго здоровья, успехов и процветания. С праздником вас! To the day of victory!